And for another Castle Country Focus interview, this is a school district update, and I'm Dave Hokanson. Today, we are with Polly Vogrenik. She is the principal at Wellington Elementary, first-year principal. She's pretty excited about the things that are going on out there, plenty of fun activities, and Red Ribbon Week coming up at the end of the month. Polly, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about my school.
Let's talk about you first. This is your first year as an administrator, as a principal, correct?
Yes, it's my first year as an administrator. It's my 25th year in education, but it's my first year as a principal.
And you felt like it was time to take the leap, and Wellington Elementary needed you.
They did. I finished last December, and I didn't think positions would open, and they made some changes in the district, and I was able to get this position, so it's been amazing.
And of course, we were talking off the air, and you said, you know, the thing that has made it so easy is you have such a great faculty and staff out there.
I do. I have amazing teachers. They work so hard for the kids. They're so excited to be back with the kids. I have an amazing support staff who keep our building Frank cleans and sanitizes, and Mike and Rylan are keeping it all on that side. I just have amazing paras who work with the kids. It is an amazing place to work.
I notice if you're, you know, because you were at Sally Morrow for a time, and it seems like small communities like that, they rally around like elementary schools and schools, period.
They do. It feels, you know, it has the same family feel, the same, they work together, they would do anything for each other. It is a great building.
And so we're moving forward now, and things are a little different, of course, as they are everywhere. So let's talk about, we were talking about the fact that district-wide, you know, most schools either going to have a reading initiative or a math initiative. Wellington Elementary has a reading one, you were telling me. So let's talk about that for a moment.
We do. Our push is just to follow the district push is to get kids reading. Reading on grade level, reading a lot of different types of books. The more you immerse kids in text, the better readers they become, better comprehenders they become, finding what the kids like. We have an amazing librarian who has turned our library. It's just amazing. She does a great job, works with the kids, reads to the kids, helps them find books. The school district has provided so many books for us to have in the classrooms available for the kids, just to give them that opportunity to read every single day.
And, you know, every time I talk to a principal or a teacher in the district, it's one of those things that, you know, reading, if you can read, everything else is just that much easier as far as subjects, as far as your math, as far as science and things like that. It's just so much easier when you can read and comprehend what you're doing.
It is. The kids, if, you know, in math, when they're reading story problems, you know, they can be great at math, but if they can't read the story problems, they really struggle. So the superintendent has a saying that says reading is what makes all the other boats float. It rises everything up so that it's on an equal playing field. So if they can read, they can do anything.
So we've got the reading program, and it seems like this year assemblies are kind of hit or miss and touch and go, but you're still keeping them doing fun activities that go outside a lot and do things like that, right?
Yeah. We have a new art teacher this year, and so she's done a lot of activities with the kids. They're outside. They've done chalk art. They've done pixel art. They're tying ribbons and making pictures on the fence. So it's been nice. We've had virtual assemblies. We had our Warrior Awards last Friday, and we did Zoom, like a giant Google Meet throughout. Every classroom had a webcam, and the kids got to see themselves on camera, and I was in my office and was able to give out the awards that way, so it was kind of fun.
Just one big meeting with the whole school.
Yep, and we were able to keep our social distance, and they had a great time.
Well, and you've got to keep them engaged, and that sounds like a fun way to do that. Another way that is probably, you know, because it seems like I've never heard any school that doesn't have a good one is your PTA.
Right. We have an amazing PTA. They, at the beginning of the year, what can we get you? What do you need? They bought the kids all lanyards to hold on to their masks so that when they went out to recess or went to lunch, the masks weren't getting lost or mixed up. They have a family activity that they've worked with the health department to get approved so that they are doing a movie type night on Friday night to kind of try to get things back to normal. So they will be doing a movie and popcorn and pizza and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be great.
A lot of fun. And then, of course, let's close by talking about coming up at the end of the month is Red Ribbon Week.
Right. Our PTA and our staff will just plan activities, and it's Bully Prevention Month, and so we're really working a lot with on bullying, so that we how to prevent bullying, what we can do to be a friend. Our school counselor, she's amazing, and she goes in and teaches lessons, and so that's our focus for this month.
All right, so plenty of fun things going on out at Wellington Elementary, and before you know it, Christmas break's going to be here.
It is. I can't believe it's almost Halloween. So, right. Yeah, it's got this first quarter has flown by.
Right. All right. Well, Polly, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Now, that's Polly Vogrenik. She is the principal out at Wellington Elementary, talking about what's going on out there. And you know what? Wellington is such a fun school, and they always have great things that go on out there. All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.